And to me, I thought that sounded good. I don't know how y'all feel about that, but rather than, you know, it wasn't a matter of us telling the committee stuff. It was a matter of saying, let's all go out in our various committees and start looking at things strategic plan wise, and maybe come back together in a few months and see if we can put together a plan per se. Did that clarify anything from last meeting? A rousing silence there, I guess.
Well, okay. You know, I guess I'm not sure I get. So my concern has to do with, I mean, I'm just sort of, I feel paralyzed by the issue of our financial situation. And I can't emphasize enough how disturbing I thought Andy's note was. And so, for me, I don't...
Margie, point of order.
Oh, yeah, I can't do this?
Yeah.
We're on the stream.
Oh, that's right. Thank you,
I'm
Brenda.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Brenda. You're so good. Never mind. I'm not talking. I'm not talking anymore. Can we have private? I mean, our list is private, right?
Right.
Yes.
Okay. And if as long as I mark something confidential, I can send something out to the list.
Yes.
I will send something to the list that speaks to what I think, how I'm feeling about responding to Richard's comments. Okay. I'm very sorry.
And you know the stuff that we were saying about maybe holding back on meetings and stuff like that, I think short of specific things and specific legalistic things. We all know that that we need to raise more money.
Right. Okay. Stuff. Okay. I'll be careful. I apologize very much.
I think I must have worse than you did. Yeah, it's hard to think that we've got, what, 2 dozen people out there listening to us?
I'm sure. Okay.
It's still, it's Steve.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, Brenda. I apologize. I'm terribly sorry.
I appreciate being is there anything else that we want to talk about? Shireen, did you say you had some other motion that...
Sorry, this is Brenda. I'll go ahead and I'll wait till afterwards, but there is another agenda item.
Okay. So I was struck both by the amount of time we spent discussing what had been sent to the treasurers, and also, frankly, by the amount of time that we spent on our last PNB meeting discussing how the chair of personnel was going to get the draft staff manuals out to staff. I don't know if that's been done yet, but we're almost a week into that 30-day period. So I thought it might be useful if we could set up some kind of way to have the boards, the local boards, as easy to contact as the national board. Because, you know, for the national board, you just write to pnb@pacifica.org and everybody gets it. Right?
Right.
So I think it would be great if we could have a similar thing for the for the local boards, both so that you can, let's say, after each set of minutes are approved, you simply send it out to all the LSBs, or if there's a motion like the one that passed last week and John Cromshaw then wants to send something to the LSBs, that he can just write to, for example, lsb@kpfk.org or whatever email address the board decides to use, but it has to be distributed equally and freely to all members of the board. What do people think of that?
The action items that come out of the PNB meetings?
The action items out of PNB meetings, things, or NFC meetings, such as, for example, the calendar that Tracy's talking about. We could just every member of the board, once the NFC has approved it, that sort of thing immediately goes to the full local board.
Right, right. That's good.
You know, that way people have their personal emergencies, and they may not always be able to immediately forward it to this list or that list or whatever the case is. On major things, on things that people really need to know, and we can't know enough about our money situation.
Yeah.
One fell swoop, and it's there.
Well, now, some of the money stuff is confidential within this board as opposed to your own board.
Oh, no, absolutely. And I would expect that the people who are distributing it would be mindful of that.
Not distributive. Well, unless Brenda was there to watch us, we would mess up. Right, Marty?
Indeed.
that's a good point, though. I like that. So.
Okay, so I'm sending you guys a motion now.
Does each station have, I know we have a KPFT.org. Does every station have a call letter than .org?
No.
Not PNB. Yeah, PNB. Not a PNB, LSB.
No. And I'm not sure that every station has the technical staff to accommodate that. I mean, like, we still have difficulty getting things on our website, and the election supervisor had the hardest time getting things done to the website. But it could be that someone can set up a Google group or some sort of Google address that forwards it to the members' address, email address of choice, you know. And I think A has an address that's not a kpfk.org address, a kpfa.org address, but it works. We just has to work. It doesn't have to be, you know,
right.
Linked.
Who sets those up, Otis?
No, I'm saying it doesn't have to be Otis.
Who does it now? Otis? Oh, he's on the line there somewhere.
Otis does PNB at Pacifica. He does Pacifica.org stuff. I don't think, for example, for WPFW, if you wanted to reach the whole LSB, how do you do that without knowing it, you know, 24 people's addresses?
Mm-hmm.
And Brenda, for the spec?
Well, we have and I don't know who keeps it, or, you know, who put it together, how it exists out there, but it's the same as our PNB thing for our LSB. We have one. We've had one of those forever. And I don't know if it's in Google or one of those others or whatever. Brenda, did you want to say something?
I'm sorry, I'm jumping in. I'll wait. Sorry.
Let Brenda.
Could I suggest, with regards to your motion, I would say we should table this motion for the next meeting. And two, in the meanwhile, could we all, again, another homework assignment, could we all find out what is the common list for our particular station? And then that way we can compile them all and then refer it to the, either to the personnel or to the PMB, I'm not sure. So then we say, here are the following lists for the LSBs around the network, and then present your motion. I don't know how that sounds to folks.
I want to object to it taking another month, because I think it's already unfortunate that we've had elections. We've had boards seated, you know, locally in December and January, and there's still no easy way for members to reach their boards. In New York, you can't write to lsb@bai.org. That doesn't exist. In D.C., there's no uniform way to reach their board. There are two addresses, and one of them seems to be used by someone who's no longer the secretary, and the other one doesn't get a response. I mean, there's a level of accountability, I think, that's kind of missing here.
we brought him out of the swamp. Okay, Ms. Serena, were you through with what you were saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if you guys understood my point, if not, I can keep at it for another 5 minutes.
No, please don't. Otis can enlighten us here. Yes, Otis, please. I thought that was the case because I knew that we could, I knew that you had something to do with us setting up our thing there at KPFT. And it,
okay,
it works
sure.
fine, you know.
Serene for the staff.
Did you get that down, Serene? What he just that address he told you?
Oh no, I absolutely didn't. But I do want to respond to Otis. I mean, I think it's fine. You're talking about how members communicate with each other. In New York, we already have our Yahoo groups and so forth for our committee lists, but. What you're talking about is intergroup communication, and I'd like you to, if you could just send me a list of all the, or tell me where I can access a list of all the emails, that would be great. But I was talking about something that's easy, something that's visible on the website, something that's easy for listeners to be able to use as well, and that doesn't require that you understand how the lists and various committees are written up in KPFTX.org, which is not a site that most of our listeners know. They know their own station's website. They would go to that website to see how they can reach their board, and they will find, at least in two cases, as I said, nothing useful.
In their confidential...
To which the public can also write?
Point of information, Chair.
Brenda.
I think this issue is moot because one, I think it's a technology issue, and I think it's something that I believe either Otis can assist with, if I'm correct, and I think we can potentially. I'd like to see your motion, Serene, and I think in terms of the public being able to contact the local station boards, they're able to. All that Otis is saying is that that particular list is not something that if something was sent out between that list, it would be for the board members, not to the rest of the public. But the public would be able to email that particular email to give information to all the board members. Am I correct?
I didn't understand what you said.
So like, for example, at KPFK, we have lsb@kpfk.org, and there's people who write to the lsb@kpfk.org who are not LSB members, and then the idea would be that all the board members would receive that email. Am I correct? No? That's
anybody
not
the else? I think that's the case. Like I said, I always thought we did that in Houston,
yeah.
But I don't know how the rest of the stations do. But it sounds like, and I want to compliment Otis on putting this stuff together, because that is painstaking work to bring in all that and get everybody to keep their emails up to date and stuff. Somebody sent me an email today, and I forwarded it to Otis, an email change. It's just time consuming and thankless stuff. Thank you. I just appreciate you doing that.
Right.
And thank you
thankless.
For...
We're grateful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I tell you that if Pacifica really understood that what I want, I should have, things would be so much better for everyone. I will follow up with you. Yeah, right. But nobody means it. Anyway, I will follow up with you then. I'll withdraw the motion if we can get the work done otherwise. I didn't realize that you had ultimate control of three stations. I didn't realize your power had increased. Okay, so I'll withdraw the motion. I don't know whose story that is, but anyway.
Okay, thanks again, Otis, and that should answer your question then, Serene.
Well,
I think Brenda had
a question, but I'll take it up with him.
Okay, you're on the right road. I think that we had one other thing. Brenda, did you say?
Yeah, we had one other thing that you had mentioned in the agenda, and that was in regards to running the meetings more smoothly, and
oh,
I wanted to speak to that.
I have a suggestion. Turn the volume down, but that's tacky. I'm sorry. Okay, you give your real stuff. I'll shut up.
So one of the things. So I had proposed. I wanted to get feel with the body, like in regards to how the PMB meetings have been running, because I felt last meeting with Heather timing folks, I think it really helped, and I don't know if we wanted to follow up on something else in regards to trying to make the meetings run more smoothly or anything like that. I kind of just wanted to bring it up since I know we discussed it last time, and I think it's an ongoing thing that we have to kind of strategize different ways to make the meeting, the PMB meeting, run better.
Did you have a specific thought in mind?
I don't know. No, I just wanted to bring up that I really enjoyed the suggestion that we had provided last meeting. And I wanted to see if there was any. Yeah, there was a suggestion for 60 seconds to speak at the PMB, and then to motivate a motion is 90 seconds. And Heather has been good about being a timekeeper for that.
Are you suggesting that we reduce the amount? I think now it's 2 minutes to motivate and 90 seconds to.
Oh,
okay.
I'm sorry. Well, no, I'm not suggesting any changes. I'm just wondering if there, I'm asking an open-ended question, if there's any additional changes that people see in order to improve the meetings.
Yeah. How about it, folks? Anybody got any?
Yeah, this is Margie.
Margie, go.
I thought that the last meeting ran much more smoothly, and I think it was because we were trying to keep track of time. The other thing that Heather did, which I thought was very helpful, was that she reminded Summer when we were getting close to the end of the time allotted to a particular topic. That I thought was also very useful. You know, I have a, this is like so weird. I have a whole different sort of idea about, I feel like the functioning of the PMB is very, that we seem to spend a lot of time talking about how to keep the stations in line and setting up lines of discipline and stuff like that. And I don't actually feel like that's our function. I think we should be talking about, we should be getting from stations how we can help them, how what they need from the PMB in order to function, because my perception is that the stations function under very difficult circumstances, that we ask a tremendous amount from the people who work at the stations, and that we're not giving them support, and that really is what I think we ought to be doing. So anyway, so I just have this, that is a source of frustration for me.
Anybody else?
Shereen.
Shereen, go.
So I think one thing that would really make the board meetings run more smoothly or more efficiently and just be more useful in general is if we could get written reports, get the idea. During the meeting, not everybody is always online during the meetings. I know a number of times I've had to call from a car where I'm certainly not reading email, and other people don't always have a computer, at their disposal at the moment. And I just think we can be so much more effective, and we can treat the issues that we have to deal with more respect if we're actually given time to absorb the information so we can make better decisions and better recommendations. So something really has to be done about that. I appreciate you're saying, you try to get the minutes out even earlier than you've been getting them out. I've done minutes. It's torture. I respect the work.
Thank you.
It's enough that our meetings are rather long, and there's work to be done. But give us the tools to do the work adequately. It's irresponsible to make decisions that affect the network and affect the lives of individuals without any reporting, any real basis, any information. And it can't come, during the call, where you're getting a deluge of emails just before the call, if that. And in terms, as I said, there's been no IED report. There's not even reporting in between, whether it's 2 weeks or 4 weeks since our last meeting. Things are happening all the time that are important. And I understand nobody wants to spend their life on email. I certainly don't. But there's certain things that need to be communicated much more effectively than they're currently being communicated. So I think that's a problem. I think that's a problem the board has to deal with.
I agree.
How do you think the board should approach that? Should the should some specific committee have some motion, or should we hire a sheriff? How should we do?
I think that the board chair / IED must make the commitment, and if it requires a motion in order to do that, and as I said, it's been 2 months since it was an agreement because she agreed to do it but has not done it. So if it requires a motion, then it'll require a motion. But there simply must be some, you know, conveyance of information to the board membership.
It's a, motions can be ignored just as much as comments can be ignored, I think. It's hard, and I'm just kind of talking here. It's hard to put teeth in things that are effective and not just harassing. You know, because there are folks that will harass somebody just for the sake of harassing. And the question is, how do you actually make it a carrot rather than a stick?
I don't know. I think maybe that's maybe the question ought to be put to the ED, because I'll tell you, if I want to go back and check on what a particular number was that was given, you know, to represent any given thing that we were discussing, then I shouldn't have to go back and listen to, you know, 2 hours of 2 hours of a meeting to see where this thing might have been mentioned.
Yeah.
We should get a report. There's a lot happening in this foundation. To say that there are crises on several fronts would not be an understatement. And we have nothing.
Well, I guess my question was, where do you think that regulation or whatever that would be, would that come out of governance? It wouldn't come out of ordinance.
Considering the fact that we have this same person wearing two hats, right? I don't think that this is something that a committee needs to take time doing, because the ED's report wouldn't be going to the various committees. Not in most cases, it'll be coming to the board.
No. Yeah, I wouldn't. I didn't mean that. I meant where would, you know, if we had a standing rule or something like that that such and such report was required. Where would that requirement come from? Would it come from the governance committee? Or?
No, I'm saying I wouldn't send this to a committee to come back with the framing of the language. I think the board needs to insist, and I disagree with you that a comment and a motion have the same weight. You know,
I
didn't hear you.
You're probably right, but sometimes to me it's kind of like the difference between falling off a 10-story building or a 12-story building.
Yep. Just stay away from the edge of the roof, Richard. It'll be all right. You know.
I got to look over. Yeah.
I'm just saying something has to be done. And, you know, it's not a matter of the request has been made often enough that I do believe it is ineffective to simply continue making the request. So I guess I'm asking you guys, what you can recommend to actually, or what do you suggest we do to actually make sure that this happens?
It's a death recite.
I share Serene's frustration, and don't really have a solution. I know that. For many months after our IGM was in place, he would come to LSC meetings and he would give us very lengthy sort of oral reports. And we asked him to start putting them in writing. And while he still reads the report, I think the process of putting it in writing has made him really, you know, tighten up what he wants to communicate. He, instead of just sort of talking about things, he reads a written report, and then we have the report in writing to refer to afterwards. So I think it's really just the value of that in a body where we need to share a lot of information in a accessible way just can't be overemphasized. I love written reports and think they're very important.
At KBFT, our manager has a one-page written report, and then he expands on it. But
that's what happens at KPFK, too. Sorry.
Okay. at Kay also?
Yeah, the GM sends out a monthly report. And then
he usually
attends to address any more specific or clarifications needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I?
Well, it is tough. I'm not putting this out as defense. I'm just saying, when you're doing two jobs and we've got different stations that are moving and hurricanes are hitting service, other things are popping all over. It's hard to do some down, but it does help, I think. I agree with you. Okay, did somebody start to say something before?
I said something that was totally unrelated, but I wanted to know who takes the stack for the committee calls. Do you take the stack, Richard, or does Summer take the stack?
What do you mean?
For speakers. I'm sorry. This is totally not very sophisticated as requesting a written report, but I'm just wanting to know because that can. It's under the agenda item of helping things run more smoothly.
When you say take the stack, what do you mean
by that?
Who wants to speak? So usually in our local station board, even though it's in person, but I think it's important that the chair not only be the person to take a stack of all people who are going to speak during a conference call.
The way we've been doing it since I got here last month or so ago, Summer's been doing all of that, but I would defend letting that chair, whoever that is, do the sack, because if you have another person, now, if I was trying to keep minutes and keeping that too, you're doing the secretarial stuff on this, and we've talked a lot tonight. Hopefully you're not putting all that conversation. But, and I thought most of your minutes this time were clean. It's time consuming because you're distracted from what you're doing. And on the phone, and this is just a guess, and on the phone, it's just one more layer of confusion. We don't know, we can't see, and we don't know. I don't know that it would speed it up. I don't think it would just make the chair feel like somebody else was picking on it. That's my opinion.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure. In a body of 22, that's one of 22. Did anybody else
want to comment? I have a question that's related to something we were discussing earlier. I don't, I can wait if somebody wants to speak more on this item.
Did anybody else want to say something about the suggestion? It's a good suggestion. If you're looking at stuff, that's good. Sometimes we just kind of have to pick a fight. You can suggest it. You can always suggest it. Okay, Shereen, did you want to?
I was distracted for a minute there, but so did we come up with a way to deal with the absence of any written report?
I don't think we did. Did we? Anybody else see any kind of solution about it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know that it would help, but perhaps we could say to the body that we discussed this and that we think that having written reports would be helpful, and that we encourage people who are going to make reports to the PMB to provide written reports, and I don't know. Maybe that'll make something happen. I'm not sure, but I think it couldn't be worse than it is, so it might help.
I've heard, I don't know how many times since I've been around KPFT, just people say, well, the committee's need to come in with written reports. And that's universally important.
Richard, we're losing you or something. I can't.
Oh.
I said that I've heard talk. Is that better?
Yes.
I think I turned backwards on the phone. I've heard the whole time I've been here of people saying, well, we need to have written reports on committee things each time. And everybody that I've seen, and maybe I've even gone along with that thought, it's been universally ignored. You know, we don't write reports much. But you would think that at some point there needs to be some written reports.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. Are you suggesting, Serene, that this committee suggest something like that?
I would like the committee to do something like that. I'll send you guys a motion.
A couple of times I mentioned in the back and forth question, I mentioned maybe the governance committee as the actress. To me, that this committee doesn't seem to be where it should be coming from, but. I don't know anything about it.
But if the issue is why information isn't being presented to the board, why would the information, that, by the way, I think is fundamental for us to uphold our responsibility, why would we send that off to the governance to come back to us maybe in a month or two when the problem is now and here?
Well, if you're going to follow through with something, you know, there's some kind of carrot out there of our state, you know what? Somebody has to have the carrots in their hand, or the stick, whatever.
Something's going on.
I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. I'm aware of the fact. Huh?
Oh, it was my husband. I'm sorry.
I'm
can't believe we're still talking.
Well, we're almost done. I'm aware of the fact that Summer has a lot of things, you know, that she's involved in. But, you know, the board has a responsibility here that trumps a statement from an individual that I'm too busy to write. Okay? I'm deeply troubled by the absence of these reports, the piecemeal way in which information is given or not given, and I think that we are, in fact, not fulfilling our responsibility if we do not ask for these reports so that we can make informed and responsible decisions. So to that end, I sent you guys a motion a minute ago saying that...
Improved communication.
No, that was the old one. That's the one I'm going to take up with Otis.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to take it up with Otis, yeah. Okay, we're going to step outside of this session. The motion I sent just now was the coordinating committee urges the chair/IED to submit written reports at least 24 hours ahead of each, that should be each PNB meeting. And
have you
to
said
utilize,
that already?
Yeah, I did. I can give you guys a minute to get it, because for me, I like to see things, so I can certainly...
Well, I'm looking here, the other one was a budget timeline, and we got that addressed.
Oh, your email is always a little...
No, I'm just looking back, and I'm saying you've gotten a couple of things addressed. That's good.
And actually, I just finally got Tracy's email. I got some other email from her earlier in the meeting, but I just got the budget timeline. So I hope... Yeah. Did you guys get it too?
Yes, I got Tracy's budget timeline. Yes.
Great. Thank you, Tracy. So...
It must take longer for those things to get to Texas. It's probably that Keystone Pipeline.
Okay, so it just says, and I want to amend it as I speak, to insert PMB in between the words each and meeting, So it'll read, the coordinating committee urges the chair/ID to submit written reports at least 24 hours ahead of each meeting.
And each PMB meeting. That's where the PMB goes.
Right. And to utilize email to inform the board of important developments between meetings. And I'm wondering if I can further revise it to add that, to ask that each committee chair do the same. Because we're talking here about committees that meet once a month. And
yeah.
It would be good if we could have all of the PNB committees, including each LSB, you know, provide a written report to the membership of that committee 24 hours, you know, ahead of, at least 24 hours ahead of the meeting. You can always do it earlier. What are folks...
I like it.
Yeah, me too.
Because that would have forced me to send my minutes earlier rather than this morning.
Now, this doesn't talk about minutes.
What'd you say?
This doesn't talk about minutes. It's just committee chairs and...
Oh, committee chairs.
I mean, the committee chair can use the minutes to help them with their report, because they'll have,
oh,
you know...
Oh, yeah, your motion doesn't have committee chairs in.
No, I'm writing that now.
No.
I amended it as I spoke.
There's an old joke about somebody quit preaching and going to meddling.
That I did what?
Quit preaching and going to meddling now, because you're talking about me having to write a report. And I don't...
Well...
Not like this is a volunteer operation and at some point. But,
Well, you know, it doesn't have to be a 20-page report. It can be very brief.
That's true.
It can be nothing new has happened. Let's go, you know. Okay, so I just sent the revision, which now says, the coordinating committee urges the chair/ID to submit written reports at least 24 hours ahead of each PNB meeting and to utilize email to inform the board of important developments between meetings. And then the same shall apply to all PNB committees, including the LSBs.
Sounds good to me.
Would you, since we can have one meeting some months and two meetings other months, theoretically, anyway, would you want to specify that primary meeting, the monthly meeting?
I know, especially because, you know, even in New York, we have like a backup meeting date, and the PNB, we have the continuation meeting date, but in which case, if anything were to happen between the primary and secondary meeting, then email can be used to update.
Yeah, but I don't personally think we ought to even consider asking any TFO or anything to come up with more than one a month. It takes some time, and that's a distraction from the work.
But
I agree.
One a month, I might can handle, I think Tracy was saying earlier, at some point in there, we got to where we're meeting every week or something. So you're going to take time out of the meeting to have the IED make a written report each time. I think that's the way.
Well, the language as it exists now simply says each meeting. So if, in fact, we have what is a continuation meeting, then it's not really a new meeting. The person, if they have information that they think it's important to convey, they can do another report, but they're not required to do another report because it simply says each meeting.
How about instead of each ahead of the monthly meeting?
Richard, we have to not ever have weekly meetings. Come on.
I agree. I agree with that, but, you know, strange things happen. And, you know, because we're writing words here, and words can be ignored pretty quickly. So, you know, we don't want to get
too much stick and not enough carrot.
So do you, you and your stick and carrots, you need to leave those rabbits alone.
I'm hungry.
Do you want to use each primary meeting then?
Yeah, or monthly, primary. I don't think anybody really, I think we kind of, we used that primary specification last month when we were putting together the meeting. I don't know how many people even know, like, that distinction.
Well, primary is first, meaning the first.
I think people understand monthly. I think people understand monthly meetings. You've got a monthly meeting, you know, this to do every month.
This is Margie. I don't think we, you know, if we get any reports at all out of this, it'll be a vast improvement over what we have now. So I don't think we should beat ourselves up too much about getting the words exactly right. I think we should send this forward and see what the response is, and try and work with it, but not. Anyway, that's my opinion.
Rather than you know, do this, could we kind of couch it in the terms we've been talking about, you know, that these reports are valuable, and you know, the coordinating committee decided that or feels that written reports have value, and we urge them to be done monthly or something like that. Something that's not quite as do this, do that, do this.
I would just be adding a whereas phrase. It doesn't really change the motion, but I can do that.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah.
And if we needed to be harsher, you know, we could come back and say.
If we needed to be what?
Harsher. Then we could come back.
We're only urging. Okay.
Yeah, it's urging, but it's still urging is a soft word, that's true. But to me, it's not a person or a group or a community or somebody saying, we do this, do this, do this. It's talking about, well, this is why we should be doing it. It'll help us understand what's going on. It'll help us respond. It's the less interface.
You're trying to.
I'm working on the language.
We could just write, please, 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 please.
We've done that. Okay, so.
Never heard, please.
So here's what I have. Whereby the PNB needs to be well-informed in order to make good decisions, and whereas the foundation is facing ever-changing circumstances and financial instability, be it hereby resolved that the coordinating committee urges the chair/IED to submit written reports at least 24 hours ahead of each PNB meeting and to utilize email to inform the board of important developments between meetings. The same request for written reports shall apply to all PNB committees, including the
L. I don't want to sound like an English teacher, but couldn't you say that in half the words?
Can I say it in half the words? That's what I was saying. It was short before we added the whereases that you wanted.
Well, I don't like whereas. So I'm just saying. I just don't want us to, because it seems to me like the longer things are, the easier they are to more.
Okay, suggest some wording. I'll type it.
Brenda, to the staff.
Oh, Brenda will type it.
No, I can't type it.
Well, you know,
I can try to type it. I just type it.
It's 10:30.
But wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Could I suggest respectfully request from the IED and committee chairs the following or something like that? Could we put that instead?
Could we table this until next time? Because I'm kind of pooped right now, and I'm so like Brian was saying at the.
We can be done in 1 second. It's later here than there, you know, and I've been up since.
I know.
be it hereby resolved that the coordinating committee urges the chair, such IED, and each committee chair. This is each
national
committee. Each national committee chair to submit written reports at least 24 hours ahead of each.
What if you just said? Those people, whoever you're listening there, it would be helpful to the working of the boards, the board, if these people submitted monthly reports, period. Nothing, you know, just at this point, it's just saying, we think it would be helpful to submit these monthly reports. And if they're ignored, if that's ignored, that other stuff's not going to be taken to you. I'm willing to say I see some value monthly before, but I don't want to just give them a long list of things to ignore.
Here is what I think you said. So it will now read, be it hereby resolved that the coordinating committee urges the chair/IED and each national committee chair to submit written reports at least 24 hours ahead of each monthly meeting in order to improve the quality of the body's work and to utilize email to inform the body of important developments between meetings.
But I said it in half the word.
Actually, I thought all you said was you wanted to focus on improving on why we were doing it, that you wanted that inserted into the motion so as to avoid having to use the whereases. Did I not understand you?
I guess I'm going to have to wait, because I can't. No, it just gets longer and longer.
You're getting a little muffled right now.
I personally don't like whereas.
Right, but I'm saying I have struck the whereases and put the information about in order to improve the body's work inside the action portion of the motion. Let me send it to you. Maybe you need to see it. I'm removing the whereas is and sending.
I'd really like to table this for next month.
Well, you can make a motion to that effect and we could vote on it. I just think, I don't know.
So you guys should have it. I mean, we can be done in the time that it would take to decide whether or not to table it.
Is Tracy on the call?
I didn't hear her.
I'm here for a while. Tracy, you there?
Okay, so now it's two very short sentences. Actually, one sentence, two lines. Everybody get it?
You've just sent it to us? Okay.
Yeah. Should I read it?
Yeah, let me just see. Oh my God, I got a lot of emails while you've been talking. Okay.
I am not
okay. All right, here, I got it. Be it hereby resolved. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
That the coordinating committee urges the chair, IED, and each national committee chair to submit written reports at least 24 hours ahead of each monthly meeting in order to improve the body's work and to utilize email to inform the board of important developments between meetings.
And that should be inform the body, I'm sorry, because we revised it so that everybody's in one sentence.
Right.
Now.
Okay.
I would suggest at the end of to send out whatever written reports, period. And then not any of that after that. Just up there. Just that we feel like written reports should happen.
Right. But
this is the first salvo over that wall. And there's no reason to just pummel. You know, just let's say we see the value in it. And if if you know, there'd be more meetings. God help us, we're going to have meetings. And I'm not a religious person when I say that. I just don't think we need to go any past that myself. Would you read that right up to that, and let's see what it would sound like if we just stopped it at written reports?
I haven't done that. Who's that? Go ahead. Somebody just said I have a thought.
Was that Brenda?
Margie, were you going to read it?
Sure, I can read it. You wanted to stop at reports, right?
Yeah,
be it hereby resolved that the coordinating committee urges the chair, IED, and each national committee chair to submit written reports. What if we just extended it a little bit further, Richard? So it said written reports
written
to each. Listen to this. Written reports to each monthly PMB meeting. Period.
Well, but we want committee chairs to do it to their committees, not to the PMB.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I thought you were one of the committee chairs to present to everybody.
I see. I thought so, too. I see. That's different.
Well, theoretically, if you're in a meeting, you know what happened in the meeting.
The only thing we would want from committee chairs would be motions, and those should come forth and be on the agenda as a matter of course.
Right.
It's kind of like the minutes.
We normally only ask them for a report, you know, before an in-person meeting.
Okay, I've got a compromise. Written reports monthly, period. But it doesn't tie it to any kind of meeting. It just says monthly generation.
Well,
but it should be tied to the meeting because that's when people are going to be discussing whatever the issues are.
Some of that stuff comes into that we hold these speak to self other.
Some of that what?
Comes under the we hold these truths to be self evident. You're not going to just write a report and then it's going to be sick. And you know you're reporting. You're doing. You know that's an action verb. You're reporting something. But that would be a compromise. Written reports monthly. And then revisit it. If it, you know, if it's totally ignored, then we can say, please.
I just think that, you know, I think that if we're going to ask people to do something, we should tell them why we're asking. And I think it's also reasonable, while you can say, well, everybody knows that the written report is most useful before the body meets, not 3 days after the meeting, why not simply make it plain?
Because I personally think you're hammering people over the head. I think that's a good way to approach it. And if you're saying, you know, this group was saying, we think that you ought to write a monthly written report, that's saying what we're interested in. All this other stuff, put it here, put it there, and, you know, address it this way and home it here that way. That to me, is just... window dressing. You know, we're just what we want is a written report, right? That's what we've been trying to do.
What we want is a written report received by members at a time when they can digest it and actually work with it.
Well, see, then you can get off into discussions and debate about, well, how could I digest it? And different people have different emotions, I mean, different meanings of digest. You know, it's just...
But the report can help people decide what needs to be on the agenda for the meeting, and therefore the report needs to get there before the meeting is scheduled.
Yeah, and it won't happen.
Well,
it won't happen. You know, we're not that well behaved animal.
I don't think it won't. I think you're underestimating.
Go ahead.
You're underestimating the ability of
of the people who are chairing the meetings. Hopefully the people who are chairing are people whom the body thinks understands the issues well and can handle, you know, the task of making sure that everyone is involved and contributing to the decision making. In which case it is.
But most of us are volunteers. And most of us are doing other things for most of our time. And if you I've worked with volunteers for 50 years, and volunteers, you don't just hammer them with stuff and get stuff from them. You work with them and say, hey, you know, this would help us if we could do this, you know, and then you got to give them a little room there because, you know, they got to get up and go to the, they got to go to work in the morning. They got to take their kids to school or whatever they got to do that, you know, we are a volunteer organization and volunteers approach things differently than, dare I say, corporations.
We are a corporation, but I mean, I've done plenty of unpaid work, and doing unpaid work does not run counter to doing something in the manner that actually works for the benefit of the other people involved.
Excuse me, Serene. Hey, Richard and Serene, I'm sorry. I have to get off this call. I cannot stay on any longer.
Okay, can we table this till next month?
Yeah. That's what I suggest we do.
I suggest that too.
Okay.
We'll
work on it. Talk about it.
Okay. I'm very sorry, everybody.
And who knows? I might write a written report about it.
Okay.
So, Margie, you move to adjourn?
Yes, I do.
Margie did. Okay. All right, folks, thank y'all, and we'll see. I think our next meeting is the, we've got to write it down here somewhere, 21st of May. Yeah.
Okay, the 21st of May?
Yeah.
The third Tuesday of every month.
The third Tuesday, right. Okay, thank you all. Bye.
Thank you all.
Bye.
And Brenda, I hope you got all these things written down. Has everybody sent you the wording and stuff?
I'm going to try.
Okay.